The question and answer program everyone enjoys.
I would say yes.
That's right.
That's right.
Here are the questions.
It's time for your history quiz for your Sunday night. And it was Halloween on Friday, so we're revisiting the scary and spooky in tonight's history quiz. How well do you know the origins of the day? Other themes around it? Let's put it to the test. 1-300-800-222. And don't worry, we have cross-checked to make sure that you're not getting the same question twice. 1-300-800-222. Of course, the winner will go, will not go home, but will be posted a very well-coveted nightlife quiz magnet. And I've also got a special treat for you while I'm here, just to butter you up. It's either a 2026 Gardening Australia calendar or diary. I know, we're treated at the moment while Susanna's away. 1-300-800-222 to join the queue for the history quiz. Get a question right. You move on to the next one. Get a question wrong and you let go. They're the rules. Let's go to the phones, shall we? Cadens, in Cadens is Vanessa. A very good evening to you, Vanessa.
Is it me? Good morning, Miss Finlay.
How are you tonight?
Oh, I could be better, but all good.
Oh, dear. Okay, well, let's see how you go with kicking off the quiz. Thank you for kicking it off for us, because it's a very important role to play.
Agreed.
Okay, let's go. Which famous magician died on Halloween?
Oh, come on. Really? You are so not Suzanne.
I'm not Suzanne. But, you know, if you think about famous magicians, it might help you along, Vanessa.
I know it. It's not. Mumford, no, no, not. All right, I got. I pass it on.
Oh, Vanessa. Okay.
Surfers Paradise.
I'm glad. Well, keep care in the storms. I think you've got some storms down the southeast Queensland at the moment.
Oh, half our luck. All right.
Keep well, Vanessa. Thank you.
Yeah. Bye bye.
Vanessa, there in Cadens. 1-300-800-222. Brian's in Amina. How's your night been, Brian?
Quite well, thank you very much.
That's good. Are you ready for to kick us off for the quiz? Vanessa tried, but we haven't got very far.
Harry Houdini.
Yes. Harry Houdini died on the 31st of October, 1926, aged 52. I know. And get this, you know, Harry Houdini was, you know, doing death-defying stunts and whatnot, and apparently died likely due to complications from appendicitis.
That's what I've heard.
Yes. So, there you go. You just never know. Okay. Question number two, Brian. Which festival is celebrated in Mexico on November 1 and 2? Oh, come on, Brian.
Well, I'm going to say it's Independence Day.
It's what day, sorry?
Independence.
No, it's not Independence Day. No. Not that day. But, Brian, thank you for playing along.
Thank you very much.
Brian and Amina there, 1-300-800-222. If you're playing along on the text line, we'll see what we can do getting some of your answers across. But I've just got the calls in front of me. I don't have all the texts. That's how I operate. 1-300-800-222. 222. Let's go to, Caulfield, where Anne is. A very good evening to you. Oh, good morning, Anne.
Oh, hi, how are you going?
Good. Welcome back to the quiz.
Thank you.
Okay, we're going to Mexico. It's November 1 and 2. What's the festival that's celebrated?
Is that called the Day of the Dead?
Yes, it's the Day of the Dead. It's where they will commemorate people who have died. And there was an incredible Pixar movie that came out. Gosh, and it was beautiful. I don't know. You probably haven't seen the Pixar movie,
no.
but someone will know what it is. I bawled my eyes out watching that. It was a beautiful, beautiful movie. Mostly because it's, you know, you're thinking about the ones that have left, you know? Okay. Yes. Yeah. So the Day of the Dead, huge celebration in Mexico. All right, Anne, let's go to question number 3. In the music video for Thriller, Michael Jackson dances with which scary creatures?
Oh, I haven't got the foggiest idea. I will just say skeletons, but I've got no idea.
No, it's not skeletons,
okay,
but it's okay. Thank you, Anne.
No worries.
Talk to you next time. Bye. Okay, 1-300-800-222. Let's stay in Melbourne. Karen's in Altona Meadows. Karen, how's your evening been?
Good, thank you.
That's good. Have you had a good weekend?
Yeah, not too bad.
Yeah, what did you get up to anything exciting?
Relaxing this weekend.
What was that?
Mainly relaxing.
Oh, good. Cool. You know, that's what the weekend's particularly for, isn't it, Karen?
No. Watch a bit of TV and YouTube and that sort of thing.
Oh, very good, very good. And now topping it off with the history quiz. In the music video for Thriller, Karen, Michael Jackson dances with which scary creatures?
It's not my cup of tea. Something into Christian music.
Oh, dear. Not quite the Michael Jackson listener back in the day.
I have a guess. I'm just trying to think what it might be. I'll say werewolf.
Okay. I think that's a fair guess because I have a feeling a werewolf appears at some point. But it is not who he dances with, Karen. But good try.
Bye.
Thank you, Karen. See you. Karen in Altona Meadows there. Mike is in Oak Park. G'day, Mike.
G'day. How you doing?
Not bad.
Good.
Have you seen many Michael Jackson video clips?
I've got a book of his biographies, but I haven't even read that. It's been sitting on the shelf for 3 years.
Uh-oh.
I'll take a guess, though, and just say ghosts and see you later, probably.
Yeah, well, no, you may have preempted that. Yeah, no, it's not ghosts either, Mike. Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
All the best. Thanks, Mike. Mike in Oak Park, 1-300-800-222. We're certainly making our way through the scary bits and pieces, but we're still not at the right answer. 1-300-800-222. Ben in where are you calling from in WA? Ben, Wellcatcham. Ben in Wellcatcham, are you there, Ben? Okay, well, I feel like Ben was there a moment ago. But seems to be not there now. Okay, let's go to Andrew in Smithton then. G'day, Andrew.
G'day, Copper.
How are you doing?
Very well. How are you?
I'm good. We're making our way through the scary history quiz, and we're still at question number 3. The music video for Thriller we're at. Michael Jackson's dancing with which scary creature, Andrew?
Zombies.
Yes, it's zombies. Yes, well done.
Yes,
he's in his famous red jacket, dancing through the horde.
I love that. It's a really good music clip.
Oh my gosh, one of the best of all time.
Yeah, it is indeed.
It was actually the first music video that was inducted into the US National Film Registry. So there you go.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, there you go. Fun fact for you. All right, question number 4, Andrew. Halloween has its roots in an ancient Celtic or Celtic festival, Samhain, to mark the end of the harvest and the beginning of winter. They believed that at this time, the boundary between the worlds of the living and the dead thinned and spirits would cross over. Which two ways did they ward off evil spirits?
That's a very good question, I've got to say.
Yeah, we're thanking producer Rose for this week's history quiz.
They put up signs and they lit a fire.
They did light bonfires, so that is one of them, but we need the second one, but it's not the signs.
So yeah, I didn't get it right.
No, that's right. But Andrew, thanks for the call. We'll talk to you again soon.
No worries. Good luck to the next person.
Yeah, thanks, Andrew. Andrew in Smithton there, 1-300-800-222. We'll head to Cameron in South Perth in just a moment.
For many, the cost of living and financial hardship is taking its toll. ABC Local Radio is partnering with OzHarvest to help provide food and comfort to people doing it tough. Donate now at abc.net.au/gives.
Nightlife with James Finlay. This is ABC Radio.
And tonight's history quiz is a scary theme. We're up to question number 4, 1-300-800-222. Cameron's in South Perth. How are things this evening in South Perth, Cameron?
We had a beautiful day and it's a very pleasant night.
Oh, that's good to hear. That's good to hear. Have you had a good weekend?
Yeah. Very quietly, yeah.
Oh, good. Okay, so we're heading to the roots of the of Halloween now. It's the belief that its roots are in ancient Celtic festival Samhain to mark the end of the harvest and the beginning of winter. They believe that at this time the boundary between the worlds and the living of the worlds of the living and the dead thinned and spirits would cross over. So, which two ways did they ward off evil spirits? We've got one, lighting bonfires. We need another one.
Wearing scary masks.
I'm going to take that. It's wearing costumes, and wearing scary masks, I guess, is a costume, so I'm going to let that through.
Very good. There you go. I'm on a roll.
You are on a roll. We're off and racing. All right, question number 5, Cameron. What is the day after Halloween called?
I've never heard of that. Tomorrow.
Yeah, not quite. So your role has come to an end, unfortunately.
Well, thanks very much. Enjoyed it.
That's all right. Oh, I'm glad, Cameron. We'll talk to you again next time. Cameron in South Perth. Oh my gosh, where did Vicky go? Vicky, first time caller, you've gone. Come back. Let's stay in WA then, after Cameron. John's in Woodvale. G'day, John.
Howdy.
You're on the road. Where are you off to?
I've just dropped my daughter off and I pulled over to do the quiz.
Oh, I'm glad. Okay, so what is the day after Halloween called, John?
I'm going to have to take a 50-50 on this one and say All Souls' Day.
Oh, my gosh. It's not, but it's very close.
Yeah, all right. I know the answer, but I won't give it away.
Okay, thank you, John. Have a good safe drive home. Peter's in Thornbury. G'day, Peter.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. Have you had a good weekend as well?
I've had a wonderful weekend. How's yours?
Oh, yeah, not bad. It's nice to be back with you all tonight, though. I was my Uma's 90th birthday yesterday, which is why Greta was here.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah, it was nice.
Well, I guess I'm a first-time caller with absolutely no answer for this.
No, Peter.
Sorry.
Well, thank you for being a first-time caller, though. We got very close with With our last call.
Sorry, what was the previous answer? Or the close to answer?
Yeah, the close to answer. Okay, because you're a first time caller, he said All Souls Day, but it's not All Souls Day.
All Saints Day? Or I don't know.
It is All Saints Day, yes.
Oh, fantastic. Yep. Can I keep going then?
Yes, you do keep going, yes. You've got beginner's luck.
Exactly.
Okay.
Well, a little bit of help.
Yeah. Okay. Question number 6. Where did the famous trials take place that saw... Yeah, well, okay, I'll finish the question.
Okay, sorry.
the famous trials take place that saw more than 200 people accused of being witches between 1692 and 1693? And you said?
Salem,
Massachusetts. Yes, yes, that's correct. They ceased when clergymen started to have doubts about the... veracity of the claims given to by the sheer numbers of people being accused, including some prominent people in the community. So there we go. There we go. History. Question number 7. Which spooky book was written as a result of an informal ghost story competition proposed by Lord Byron? Which spooky book was written as a result of an informal ghost story competition?
I want to say Frankenstein.
Yes, it is Frankenstein. Yeah.
Fantastic. Awesome. No, seriously, I didn't Google that. I just thought it was Mary Shelley.
Yeah, yeah. It is Mary Shelley Frankenstein.
Yay.
Well done. Okay. Question number 8. Which Australian mythical creature appears in Indigenous stories?
The bunyip? Is that what you mean?
Yeah, it is the bunyip. Or... yeah.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. Excellent. Oh, my gosh. How do you know that one?
I don't, just like from primary school, I guess.
Yeah, right. Yeah. The bunyip does pop up a fair bit, I guess. Yeah. What have you been up to tonight, Peter?
Nothing much at all. And then I was driving home and screaming at my radio, or actually at ABC Listens app. It's zombies, man. It's zombies that are dancing with Michael Jackson. And I thought I'd better call up. So,
Fantastic. Okay, well, let's continue this. This is Nightlife on ABC Radio. This is the history quiz. Peter from Thornbury is playing along up to question number 9. 1-300-800-222 if you'd like to join the queue. Okay, question number 9. Which ghost first debuted in May 1945?
Casper, the friendly.
Yeah, it is Casper, the friendly ghost, yep. First appeared in small, short cartoon films, then comic books in the 50s. But, yep, 45 was when...
And according to Bart Simpson, he is the ghost of Richie Rich, but I don't think that's true.
don't know about that either. Okay, question number 10. Are you a big fan of scary things, Peter?
Honestly, I'm just having a really good... run of luck, I guess.
All right, okay. All right. Yeah. Question number 10. Before the pumpkin became the standard for creating jack-o'-lanterns, which vegetable was originally carved for Halloween?
I don't even know how to say it. It's the thing that they chase in Life of Brian. Is it, maybe? The good, follow the good, you know that scene?
Yeah, I do, but it is not the good. No, it's okay. Not. Have you tried to you tried to carve a jack-o'-lantern before?
I've not, no.
No, neither have I. But it seems quite difficult.
Yeah. It wasn't really a thing when I was a kid.
Yeah, that's fair.
The whole Halloween thing.
Yeah, well, you haven't been participating this weekend?
Not really, no. No, what about yourself?
No, well, I've been here, so.
Okay, sorry.
It's okay.
Well, I guess the run has come to an end. I'll let others play.
It has, Peter, but you've done very well, particularly as a first-time caller. So thank you for calling and playing.
No worries. See ya.
Peter in Thornbury there. Gosh, did very well for the history quiz tonight. 1-300-800-222 is the number to call. 1-300-800-222. Stuart is in Victor Harbour. G'day, Stuart.
Jeff, how you doing?
Good.
That is you, Jamie, isn't it?
Yes, it is, yeah.
I guess so, yeah.
How have you been going with the questions so far, Stuart?
Oh, they were pretty easy. I only woke up when that chap started talking, but they were gettable.
Okay, they were gettable. All right, well, can you get question number 10?
I'm not too sure about this one.
Yep.
I'm going to think about something you can carve. I'll go potato.
Okay, well, look, I think that's a fair thing to start with, how to think, but no, it is not the potato. Yeah.
Oh, well, I'll try again, because I was the only one in the queue, apparently, so I'll just keep going.
No, there is there is someone behind, there are a couple of people behind you now. Yeah, actually, there's a few. Thank you, Stuart. See ya. Stuart and Victor Harbour there. 1-300-800-222. Another first-time caller, it's Clark in Melbourne. G'day, Clark.
G'day, mate. How you going?
Good. Thanks for being a first-time caller. Love to see it.
That's my pleasure, mate. And, number 10, the story. I was going to go for potato because that's how I remember it, but obviously that's not correct.
No.
So I'm going to go with sweet potato, I reckon.
No. It's not a sweet potato either.
All right.
Well, look, it's worth a try. Thank you, Clark. Where are you off to or coming from tonight? You're in a car.
I just dropped my daughter home and just come home. I just parked my car in my garage right now, so, yeah.
Oh, you've just arrived. All right, good one. Yeah, sleep tight. We'll talk to you next time.
No worries, buddy. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Clark in Melbourne there, 1-300-800-222. Simon's in Cairns. Simon, how are things in Cairns tonight?
Very warm.
Very warm, is it?
Yes, very warm.
And very humid, no doubt. Is it getting humid now?
Oh, yeah, it's getting to that, like, oh, my God, need to put on the air conditioner.
Yeah, gosh, I can imagine. Okay, so we're up to question number 10.
I missed the question.
Yeah, no, well, let me read the question again. So before the pumpkin became the standard for creating jack-o'-lanterns, which vegetable was originally carved for Halloween?
I do believe it was a turnip.
Yes, it's the turnip. Sorry, I got really excited there. Well done.
Yeah, it's like really ugly. I've seen that on YouTube lately.
Have you?
Yeah, it's very ugly.
Mm. I'd imagine they must be a pretty big turnip to be carving, you know?
No, it's a standard turnip, but it's the Irish thing to do that.
Oh, right.
I was like, seriously, I'm an Australian person, but I've seen that.
Here we go. Okay, well, the fun fact I've got here, so revelers in Ireland, you're right, and parts of Scotland made lanterns out of hollowed out turnips. They were linked to the legend of Stingy Jack, where they were placed to frighten away wandering spirits during that festival and later blended into Halloween traditions. And then it was only when the Irish immigrants arrived in North America where pumpkins were bigger and easier to carve. So that's where the pumpkins became popular for the jack-o'-lantern.
I follow a dude on YouTube, and he's like from Ireland. Mm. It's like the turnip.
All right.
It looks disgusting. Put it that way.
it's supposed to scare people away, Simon. So I guess it makes sense.
Yes.
Okay. Question number 11 now. On which historical figure was Bram Stoker's Dracula said to have been based?
Valium Taylor? Vlad the Impaler?
Yep, Vlad the Impaler. Yep, Vlad the Impaler.
Yeah.
He was a 15th century Romanian prince, notorious for his brutal methods of punishment, including impalement, which does sound quite brutal.
I'll be like, no, thank you.
Yeah, no, thank you. Yeah. Thank goodness that was the 15th century. Okay, now question number 12. Name the eerie hotel in Stanley Kubrick's The Shining.
Here we go. It is Overlook.
Yeah, it is the Overlook Hotel. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yes. That's a great book.
Right. Okay. So you're a bit of a fan of The Shining then, by the sounds.
Stephen King, especially. Yeah. It and The Stand.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. Very good. Well, it certainly paid off tonight. Question 13. We're powering through. Which Australian city hosts the annual Fisher's Ghost Festival?
See, now there you've got me. You have literally got me right there. So I'm just going to throw out a city. We'll go Adelaide.
Okay. We have got you there. It's not Adelaide.
Thank you very much. That's
no worries. Awesome. Thanks, Simon. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you very much. Good night.
Good night. Simon and Cairns there. 1-300-800-222. Trad is in Blackman's Bay. G'day, Trad.
How you going?
Good. How have you been going with the questions so far?
All right. I rang up about the one. What was the one before the pump? What they carved out before a pumpkin?
The turnip. Was it the turnip?
I was ringing up to say watermelon, but there you go.
Yeah. No. See, the watermelon also makes sense, doesn't it? Because it's very big.
Very big, very big, yes. First time caller, so always knocked off from the night shift and heading home and always have a listen, but never ran.
Right. Well, great to hear, first time caller. Thank you for calling. Great to have you part of the family.
Great. All right.
Okay, so we're on to question number 13. That's where we're at. Which Australian city hosts the annual Fisher's Ghost Festival?
And it's not Adelaide, is that right?
Correct. It's not Adelaide.
All right. This will be a total stab. I just want to say a quick hello to my mate Bongo. If he's listening, he often stays up. And I'll go with Sydney.
Okay. Yes, it is Sydney.
Oh.
Yeah, you're not going anywhere just yet.
All right.
Yeah, it's more specifically Campbelltown, but we'll take Sydney. It's a long story, but Fred Fisher, a former convict, was last seen leaving his home in Campbelltown in 1826. He was not seen again. And then 4 months later, a farmer claims he spotted his ghost pointing to a paddock where his body was later found. So there you go.
All right.
Into ghost music. Okay. Question 14, Trad. What was the first and only horror film to win the Oscar for Best Picture?
Total guess again, and I'll go with The Shining.
It's not The Shining, no. No, it's not The Shining. All right. That's all right. Do you watch many horror films?
No,
neither do I. No, not for me either. All right. Well, what are you up to tonight, Trad?
Just finished printing the newspaper and heading home now, so just about home.
Good one.
All good.
Well, thanks for the call. Great to have you part of it, and we'll talk to you again next time.
Yeah, great one. Have a good night.
See thanks, ya. Trad. Trad in Blackmans Bay there. 1-300-800-222. We'll get to the next question. We'll get to the next caller in just a moment.
Gloves on, detective, for Julia Zemiro's brand new show.
Which is a show all around crime, the whys, the wherefores, and the what not to do's, obviously.
Crime Night with Julia Zemiro starts Wednesday, November 5 on ABC TV and ABC iView.
This is Nightlife with James Findlay
on ABC Radio.
And it's a spooky version of the history quiz tonight. 1-300-800-222 is the number to call to be part of it. We're up to question number 14. See if Daryl in Burnie can give it a go. How's your night going tonight, Daryl?
Oh, how are you going, buddy? I'm just doing security patrols at the moment.
Okay.
Yeah, so
is it a quiet night so far?
Yeah, it is. It's raining over here, so yeah, there's not too many people out, just setting alarms and stuff like that, yeah.
Very good. Okay, well, let's hope it stays that way. Daryl, okay, so are you much of a viewer, a watcher of horror films?
Yeah, I've watched a few.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm 53, so yeah, I've seen a few of my day.
Okay, all right. Well, let's see how you go with this. What was the first and only horror film to win the Oscar for Best Picture?
Would it be that you, Clarice? Is that Silence of the Lambs?
Yes, it's Silence of the Lambs.
Yeah, I love that movie. Yeah.
it won Best Film in 1992, so there you go.
92.
Okay. Yeah. Look, I still haven't watched it, but I just can't do the scary films. It's too much.
Yeah, no, he's Anthony Hopkins is great.
Yeah, okay. All right, question 15. Finish this line from The Witches in Shakespeare's Macbeth. Double, double, toil and trouble, fire burn, and...
I don't know.
Oh!
Yeah, sorry, yeah, I don't know that one. Yeah.
That's okay.
Yeah.
All right, well, good luck with your patrols tonight, Daryl, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Beautiful. Okay, see ya, have fun.
Thanks. Bye. Thanks, Daryl. Daryl and Bernie there. All right, Taya is in Corindine. Is it Corindine?
Corimbine, hey.
Oh,
yeah.
Corimbine. Oh, good. And you're a first-time caller. Welcome.
I am, yes, thank you.
Great to have you on board. Okay, and how's your weekend been, Taya?
Yeah, really fun. I had my friend's hen's night last night, so
it was really awesome
to celebrate with her.
How did it go?
So, yeah, it was really fun.
Okay, good. All right, well, let's see how you go with this. We've got to finish the line from The Witches in Shakespeare's Macbeth. Double, double, toil and trouble, fire burn, and...
Is it cauldron bubble?
Yes, it's cauldron bubble.
Yay!
Yeah. Well done. Did you study Macbeth or?
No, Othello. I did literature. We did Othello. But I do like Shakespeare.
Okay, well, that's certainly helpful. All right, let's move on to question 16 then. Who wrote Gothic short story The Legend of the Sleepy Hollow?
I have no idea. I should know this. I'm a bookseller.
Oh, my gosh. And this is another literature question, so...
I know, yeah.
You said really you're into literature.
Yes. Oh, I'm getting exposed. I'm going to go out on a limb and say Edgar Allan Poe.
No, it's not. Oh,
that's all right.
But that's right. You gave it a red hot go. And now that you've got your first, time out of the way, you now get your confidence to play again next time.
Exactly. Sounds good. I'll see you then.
Thank you, Taya. See you then. Taya there in Corimbine, I think she said. 1-300-800-222. Let's go to Tassie. Tracy's in Launceston. G'day, Tracy.
G'day, James.
How you doing?
Yeah, well, thanks.
That's good. I'm good. Nice to be back with you all tonight. As we've got this scary version of the history quiz. It's a bit of a tough one, I think. Who wrote the Gothic short story, The Legend of the Sleepy Hollow? Any ideas?
I don't have a clue. I did like, if it's the one that the movie was based on, I did like that.
All right.
The Tim Burton, maybe?
Right. Oh, yes. I recall.
But I don't, I'll just say Stephen King, but I know, I don't think it is.
No, it's not. How's your weekend been, Tracy?
It's been pretty quiet, actually, but we've got the day off tomorrow. We've got Recreation Day in Northern Tasmania.
So, okay.
Yeah.
So you've got, Tassie has tomorrow off. I think Victoria have the next day off.
Yeah.
Well, what are you going to do on your Recreation Day, Tracy?
I'll probably... relax. Oh, it's meant to be quite rainy, I think, tomorrow. So I'll do inside things.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Well, have fun recreating tomorrow.
Thank you. Thanks, Okay.
Thank you, Tracy. Talk soon. Tracy in Launceston. 1-300-800-222. Let's go to Lakemba, where George is. How you going, George?
Hello.
Hey, George. How you doing?
I think my phone battery is just about to die.
Uh-oh.
So I'm about to be abducted by evil demons, probably the former. So if I disappear suddenly, you'll know why. But okay. I think it's Washington Irving has wrote Legend of Sleepy Hollow.
Yes, yes, it's Washington Irving. Well done. Published in 1820. Okay, question 17. Hopefully,
by the way, that movie you were wondering about, if you didn't get my text, was Coco, the animated movie.
Coco! Yes, that's the movie I was thinking of. You've seen it, by the sounds?
Well, I've seen the shorts, actually. I didn't actually get to see the whole movie, but, I wanted to try and see. I'm a big fan of The Day of the Dead because, of course, one of the James Bond movies started off with the Daniel Craig movie with him in the Mexico City cavorting with in The Day of the Dead. We won an amazing, long, continuous shot.
Yeah, wasn't that an incredible start to that film?
Yeah.
It really was. And and Coco, I really I recommend seeing it. It is a beautiful film. It's just stunning. And you know, the music in it is very good.
Yeah,
I think
great music. Yeah, just even the bits I heard on the trailer sound fantastic. Yeah.
Okay. Question, so that was 16. We're up to question 17 now. While staying at the White House, British Prime Minister Winston Churchill, among others, claims he saw whose ghost?
I don't know. Could it be Abraham Lincoln, possibly? he'd had a bit of a traumatic end to his life. He might want to hang around, although I don't think the White House was actually built when he was when he was there. So he'd have to have moved across from the theatre where he got killed.
That aside, yes, that is correct answer, Abraham Lincoln.
Okay, well, it kind of sort of makes sense, you know, because if you're going to hang around, it's probably going to because you had a traumatic end to your life.
Well, that's what they say. So this is the story. So Churchill was coming out of the bath, apparently, wearing only a towel and smoking a cigar when he claims he saw Lincoln's ghost. According to a commonly told ghost story, when he encountered the Lincoln's ghost, Churchill is believed to have said, "Good evening, Mr. President. You seem to have... you seem to have me at a disadvantage."
Well, I suspect maybe he was smoking too many cigars, Winston. They can get your head, I believe.
Hey. Well, apparently Churchill refused to sleep in that bedroom again. So there you go. Question 18, George. We're getting to the pointy end. Quite early, actually, in fact. Which famous paranormal investigation couple founded the New England Society for Psychic Research in
1952? 1952. This is a real couple, I'm assuming.
I believe they're real. I'm looking at... Well, I don't have more information.
Okay, I'm just wondering if it's a fictional couple or a real couple. So,
well, that would be a clue, and I don't think I can give them away.
Okay, right. Okay, so I'm just trying to think if a real, famous real couple, you said, in 1952. Wow. I don't know. I think it must be a fictional couple because I haven't heard of a real couple. Mm. But I'm struggling to... paranormal investigators in 1952.
Yeah, they founded the New England Society for Psychic Research.
Well, that's in Salem territory, so it's probably a few ghosts of witches. I think also you might have not got my text about when you said that 200 people were accused of being witches. I think you have to clarify that there were 200 women. I don't think there are many men.
Well, yes, no, you're probably right. Yes, yes. thank you for that. Okay. Oh, there we go. George's battery ran out. So he's left us. So he's either been abducted or the battery's gone flat. Okay, we'll go to the next player in just a moment. 1-300-800-222.
Where do you take the ABC Listen app?
On the bus.
Walking the dog.
My pookie.
On my bike.
Take ABC Local Radio with you wherever you go with the ABC Listen app.
On ABC Radio, this is Nightlife with James Finlay.
And we're playing the scary history quiz tonight. In about 20 minutes' time, I'm taking you to Africa, where luxe tourism is booming in some countries. But what are the benefits, if any, to the local communities? We'll get to that in about 20 minutes' time. Because no doubt, I think we might finish the quiz by then. 1-300-800-222 is the number to play. And look, if you're sending texts, look, the producer is in charge of giving texts over to me to read if there is time and if they have the time to do it. So look, it's a little bit different. I just read what I'm told, which is, how I play. Okay. Steve-O's in Adelaide Hills. G'day, Steve-O.
Yo. G'day, Finn.
How are things in Adelaide Hills tonight?
Oh, wonderful, yeah. Sitting here with the dog and the cat. Can I have a request? Can I give a shout-out to my Uncle John, if he's listening, and to Geoffrey Orr? And can I say from the Scottish play by the Bard?
Yep.
This is Macbeth washing his hands. Will all great Neptune's oceans wash this blood from my hand? No, rather this, my hand will the multitudinous seizing cardinine, turning the green one red.
Thank you for that. Big fan of the Scottish play.
Shakespeare I learned in school.
And you learned that in school and you still remember it today, Stephen?
I still remember it. Yeah, I love that speech.
It is a good one. Shakespeare. It's quite an iconic speech, of course. Okay. So we're on question 18. We're getting to the end. Which famous paranormal investigation couple founded the New England Society for Psychic Research in 1952? Have we got any ideas, Steve-O?
I'm wondering about Uri Geller, but I don't remember him being in a couple. And I'm wondering about Harry Houdini, but he was before that. And I'm trying to think of any other paranormal researchers. There was one with the Apollo program, his name I forget. There was the guy that founded Satanism, and I'm drawing a blank on his name now.
Okay.
So I'm a little bit stumped. So it's either Uri Geller or Harry Houdini. And I think it's too early for one and too late for the other, but I'm going to go Uri Geller or Harry Houdini.
Well, and to which I say no, because also it's a couple I guess they didn't work together either. That's all right, Steve-O. You have a good night, all right?
Cheers. You have a great one.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks, Steve-O. Steve-O in the Adelaide Hills there. Getting a few of you stumped here. Stephen's in Gutamutta Bay. G'day, Stephen.
Hello. How are you going, James?
Good. How are you going with tonight's quiz?
Oh, look, I'm flabbergasted. It's amazing. Spectacular. The answers and the questions are amazing.
I'm glad that you're enjoying it. How are you with your knowledge of paranormal investigation couples, though?
I'm with the fella that was going, he couldn't pick whether it was fictional or real, but I'm going that it's got to be a real couple. Beatrix comes to name, but I can't name the whole couple, I don't think, either.
Oh, dear.
It's not Chaplin, either.
No, it's not either of those people. Yeah, unfortunately, yeah.
I'm really interested to know more about the African Lux thing that you're going to be talking about soon.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I think it'll be interesting too. Well, I certainly hope so for you. It's...
Because there's a lot of trouble in Africa at the moment as well that we're not hearing about in Sudan and stuff. We spotted from space the other day a whole blood patch that's taken over the middle of the city. It's the size of Gaza.
Well, it also, you know, it kind of gives... what's that, the TV show? The White Lotus vibes where, you know, rich, very people with a lot of money are having a time of their lives when around the walls around them, maybe not so much.
Yeah, it's going to be an interesting world that we're going to be moving into.
Yeah, we're going to take a look at that next half hour. Stephen, you have a good week. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you very much, James.
Stephen in Gunnamatta Bay there, 1-300-800-222. Charlie's in Mount Druitt. G'day, Charlie.
Good to be with you, James. How are you?
Good. It's good to have you with us.
How's things tonight?
Pretty good. I thought we were speeding through the quiz, but but now we've got three questions left. And
this one's a stinker.
Yeah, it is, isn't it? It is. Yeah, producer Rose has really got one to trip you up on it towards the end here.
I just wanted to mention that when you asked for another vegetable that was used instead of a
pumpkin, yeah,
I didn't think a watermelon was a vegetable.
That's right. Someone did say they were going to say watermelon, didn't they? Yeah, and you're right. That would have been wrong for, well, a couple of reasons, yeah.
And I don't really have an answer for this, but I'll just throw out Mills and Boone.
Yeah, well, why not? You never know what they're up to. But it's
they could have dabbled in it.
They could have dabbled in paranormal activity or investigation, at least. That's a crossover genre. I don't think they've done, but you know, you never know.
We actually had Andy's coming back to the theatre I work at, and John Edward.
Oh yes, he's coming back to Australia.
Oh no, he's in Australia.
But he's in here now.
He played at the state a week ago.
Oh yeah,
and he's coming back in another week. Or the end of the month.
Did you see any of the show?
I've seen it before, and I think it's fascinating.
Yeah.
Because he hits the mark sometimes, and people are freaked out.
Yeah, it's pretty incredible, I'd imagine, to watch. I remember the TV show, and that was wild.
That's why he gets sold out audiences.
Yeah, okay.
Because he, I don't know how he does it or what sort of gift it is, but
who knows, yeah. Who knows?
There's a lot of skeptics, but who knows?
Well, and you've seen it firsthand, Charlie.
Yeah.
All right.
He's a nice guy, nice fella.
Yeah, I remember. Well, Charlie, thanks for calling. It's not Mills and Boone, so we've got to leave you there. We'll talk to you.
Have a good night, mate.
Thanks, Charlie. Talk soon.
Bye.
1-300-800-222. Let's go to Keith in Busselton, WA. Keith, we're on a bit of a tough one here.
Yes, I know. I know.
Okay.
I've seen this movie. I've seen it before, but I'll give it. I don't know the name of the couple.
Yeah.
But it's true. This is a true story too, and one of the listeners might know this. There's a doll in their house, and it says, do not touch. But I don't know the couple. I've watched it about two or three times, and blow me down, I don't know the name of it.
Oh, my gosh.
I don't know the couple, but okay. I know I'm on the right thing. Okay?
All
right. But somebody else will get it.
All right. All right. Well, you have a good one, Keith.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Keith. Oh, 1-300-800-222. Now, before we go to the next call, just want to let you know, if you're in Queensland, the ACT, or regional New South Wales, and you're listening on your AM or FM signal, after the news, you're heading to the Rugby League Ashes, the second test, Australia and versus New Zealand. So that's if you're in Canberra, Queensland, or regional New South Wales, not Sydney. You're going to the Ashes Rugby League, rugby. So if you want to keep listening and you're in those areas, you've got to listen via the Listen app or your digital radio. Okay. Sally is in Sydney. Sally, how are you doing?
I'm not bad. How are you?
I'm good.
Good. That guy's got me going about that doll.
Oh, you can't think of what the movie is either.
No. Can you just hold on? Just hold your horses.
Yeah.
First of all, we'll deal with a couple that I'll just take a guess later on at the couple.
Okay.
Maybe I'm wrong. About the movie.
Oh, okay? Yes. Coco.
I came across, sorry?
Coco.
No.
Oh, the movie with the doll.
With the doll.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I came across it, would have been about 6 months ago or a year ago, somewhere there. It's called Annabelle Comes Home.
Oh.
Or Annabelle Coming Home. And it was about a doll in a glass cabinet. And the glass cabinet was locked. And somebody got the key, opened the cabinet, Annabelle got out, and she wreaked havoc.
Oh, my goodness.
And they had to put the husband and wife had to put her back in the glass cabinet and lock her back up because she just turned the place upside down, literally.
Oh, my gosh. That so sounds Annabelle, like a terrifying movie.
Yeah, it's Annabelle Coming Home. Look, it was amusing.
Yeah.
I don't get scared. No. It's just amusing. that's why I can speak about the storyline with such ease.
Yes.
Look, the couple that I'm thinking about.
Yep.
Maybe I'm not far off the mark because of the paranormal rubbish.
Oh yeah.
But I'm thinking of the L. Ron Hubbard, and I can't think of his wife. What's her name? Who started Scientology?
Oh right. What did you say his name was?
L. Ron Hubbard.
No, it's not. It's not them.
Yeah, but I can't think of his wife. I thought of Scientology.
Yeah, no. So it's the New England Society of Psychic Research.
Oh right.
Yeah. Okay. So a famous paranormal investigation couple.
Yeah, but anyway, that movie about the doll that I can think of that he might be referring to is Annabelle Comes.
He'll be very happy to hear that. Sadly, so I think
have a great day, James. Yeah. Oh, by the way, James,
yes.
Are you talking later on to America?
The guy in America for American politics?
Yeah,
no, that's on Fridays.
Friday mornings.
Yeah, okay. As in like Saturday morning, Friday night.
Right. Okay. Yeah. Have a great day.
Oh, thanks, Sally. Chat to you next time.
Bye-bye.
Sally there. Karen's in Murrumbark. G'day, Karen.
Hi, it's Murrumbark.
Oh, Murrumbark. Sorry, Karen. How are things there tonight?
Yeah, not too bad. Someone's letting off fireworks, so I didn't know if I was going to be able to hear you over all the banging outside, but someone's having a good old time out there.
Oh, they just... Oh, dear.
And all the dogs are barking.
Oh, no. Yeah, the dogs don't like the fireworks, do they?
They don't.
The poor things. Okay. We're at question 18, and I'm hoping you can help us out, Karen. Which famous paranormal investigation couple founded the New England Society for Psychic Research in 1952?
Well, I do know this one, James, because my daughter and I recently went and saw the final movie in the franchise, the Conjuring franchise. It's Ed and Lorraine Warren.
Yes, it's Ed and Lorraine Warren.
Very interesting people.
Yeah, what did you learn about them?
Oh, look, there's been a few in the franchise, so they just went and investigated, people who had ghosts in their houses and things like that. The Amityville Horror, I think they did that one, and as someone else said, the Annabelle one. So, yeah, quite a few well-known ones. Who knows?
Yeah, okay. Oh, good one.
A good movie.
Okay, well, people were on the right track then by the sounds.
Yeah, some definitely were.
Okay, question number 19, Karen. The Bermuda Triangle, the subject of an urban legend that says ships and aircrafts keep going missing there in mysterious circumstances, lies in which ocean?
Oh, goodness. I think that would be the, is it the Pacific?
No, it's not the Pacific. No, that's okay, Karen. Well, look, hopefully the fireworks finish soon.
Yes, thank you very much.
Thank you, Karen. Karen there got us through that the toughie there, question 18. We're on question 19. Nathan's in Forbes. Nathan, how's the night going?
G'day, James. Good, mate. How's things, mate?
Yeah, good, good. Thanks.
Yeah, got through a bit of a tough one there, mate.
I know. Gosh,
a few people out there.
The poor people. But we're at question 19. We're towards the pointy end now.
Yeah, I think you're probably going to knock me out of you too, mate. I'm just going to go the Atlantic, mate.
Lockie, can we take that? Yeah, okay, we'll take that. It's the North Atlantic Ocean. So, yeah, it's the Atlantic Ocean. Roughly bounded by Florida, Bermuda, and Puerto Rico, the Bermuda Triangle, has not actually had statistically more ship disappearances or sinkings, but there you go.
Yeah, well, I haven't sailed over it, mate, so I don't plan on to anytime soon.
You know, I'd probably go around it as well if I was doing that. Which brings us to the last question, Nathan. In Edgar Allan Poe's poem, The Raven, what single word does the bird repeat over and over?
Oh, geez. I should know this too.
Why should you know it?
I think it was one of them things we learned in school.
Yeah, I think it sounds about right.
When they jammed it into us, and I probably wasn't listening to it, and now I should remember it.
Uh-huh.
This is going to get me, mate. Mate.
Is it there?
Yeah, I'm I can't get it, mate. I can't get it.
Oh, Nathan.
I can't get it, James.
That's okay. Well, look, thanks for trying.
Sorry, mate.
That's all right.
The next person, yeah. Because the next person will be going, I've got this in the bag.
Yeah, maybe, Nathan. Well, look, you have a good week. We'll talk to you again soon.
Okay, mate. Take it easy. Good night.
Nathan in Forbes. David's in Melbourne. David, there you are.
Hello.
Hello. We're at the last question.
Right. Okay.
In Edgar Allan Poe's poem, The Raven, what single word does the bird repeat over and over?
Nevermore.
Hey! Nevermore it is. Well done, David. How did that come to mind?
Because my mother used to read it to me.
Really?
Yes. About another Edgar Allan Poe.
Oh, very good. Well, look. You know, night's just got a lot better. So thanks for playing. I'll put you on hold and producer Lockie can get your details. We've got the magnet coming out your way and either a Gardening Australia calendar or diary. So there you go.
Really? Good help.
Exactly.
I would have got that last question a lot wrong.
Oh, the one before that, the 19?
The Warren. I would have said.
Oh, the Warren, yep. Ed and Lorraine Warren.
Yeah.
Well, that's all right. You got to the end anyway. David, you have a good one. I'll put you on hold and we'll get your details and talk to you again soon.
Thanks very much.
David in Melbourne there, taking away the magnet tonight. So there we go.
You've been listening to a Nightlife podcast. For more great conversations about the issues that impact you, as well as features on travel and food, head to the Nightlife webpage. You'll find it at abc.net.au/nightlife. You don't need to be a night owl to enjoy the nightlife.